talking about stuff. Hope you enjoy. And don't forget, God bless.
We're live. Here we are.
One of one.
The very first episode.
Well, hopefully not one of one.
Oh, definitely not one of one.
Hopefully one of...
One of thousands. One of millions.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Sutton.
Oh, we're here. We are live. This is our very first episode of the Pod Lords podcast.
You said it.
We're here. I'm here with my buddy Will Chapman.
That's me.
I'm Sutton Davison, and we are going to take you on a journey of brotherhood for the next however many episodes to come.
Yeah. That journey of brotherhood really just, you know.
That sums it up.
I mean, we're not brothers, but it's a journey.
We might as well be.
Yeah. I mean, total. I already have a brother, but.
Me too.
It's totally. But me and Sutton.
Totally.
Aren't related.
No. But in, except for by blood.
I love that.
Anyway.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
We're not quite sure what we're calling this podcast yet. If you're hearing this, this is the pilot episode.
This
really
is.
The
pilot. This is one of, again, not one of one. I said that, the very first thing I said was one of one, and that was probably the dumbest thing I've ever
No,
said.
It wasn't. This is the one of one pilot. This is the pilot, and...
This is the pilot.
If every great TV show that there's ever been has had a great pilot.
This is the pilot.
Friends wasn't friends without the pilot.
But when we post this, it won't be labeled pilot because
no.
we don't roll that way.
No, everything we do is ready for the big show.
It has a meaning.
That's right. But what this is basically it's just some bros talking about stuff.
No doubt.
We're going to take some of the biggest news stories of the week, some of the hottest topics in the world, pop culture, sports.
Yeah.
We're probably going to stay the heck away from politics.
We probably are, unless
any other hot button issues.
Unless, you know, we start throwing some questions out to the fans and they want to really dive into something.
Which we'll have a couple mailbag episodes,
totally.
100%.
Yeah.
Where we really answer the questions from the fans.
Yeah, we're talking about the future already.
Oh, absolutely. This thing's taken off already. We're headed to the galaxy.
Totally. Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, we're here, sitting here at Will's house at his kitchen table. Let me set the scene for you.
Yeah, set it.
It's about 8:30 p.m. And we're sharing a bottle of wine.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Well, and, our wives are here too.
Our wives are in the other room.
Yeah. Let's just put the disclaimer out there.
Yeah. So any awkward tension is because we know they're right around the corner listening to us.
Yeah. That's what I was going
to
say.
It's always tough to perform under pressure.
Wow. Totally. Yeah.
That one I knew was coming out weird, but yeah. I just kept going for
it. No. That's why, you know, that's what people like, though.
But if you hear Jill laughing in the background, which you probably will a lot.
Totally.
It's everything's okay.
Everything's okay.
But first, we need to kind of tell the listeners how we got to this place.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, the way we got here was I texted you this morning at about 11:30 a.m. and said, we should do a podcast.
Yeah, that's exactly what you did.
So here we are, not even 12 hours later, recording the inaugural episode.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to be honest with you, Sut. I haven't listened to many podcasts.
Okay.
I know that you're
a young potter.
Yeah, I'm a young potter, and I know that podcasts are pretty popular right now. So I'm excited to dive into this journey with you.
Oh, there's no one else I'd rather dive into it with.
Totally. Well, that means a lot.
For sure, man. For sure. Hey, so the first thing we need to do is we just need to introduce ourselves and talk about how we met, because how we met is actually a phenomenal story.
It is a phenomenal story. That's a good starting point. We, you know, yes, my name is Will, and my name is Will Chapman, and I play, you know, I play music, and I play...
You slap the skins.
I play drums, and I play some other stuff, and I...
Wait, what else do you play?
I play it all, really.
Good.
And so I don't think people need much backstory.
No.
But I'll say how we met.
Because
that's important.
Yeah.
You know, me and Sutton, you know, we probably go back, 6 years, seven?
Yeah, that's probably fair. Yeah. I'll say this: it was a divine meeting.
It was, and you know, we were playing music, and I, we were out on the road. Well, I don't even know if we were out on the road at some point, but really, how me and Sutton met is Sutton was just a music appreciator and lover, and he was a fan of the band. At the time, it was Caleb. And for those of you who don't know, my name is Will Chapman, and I play in a band by the name of Colony House. And
his name is Will Chapman.
And Colony House is a band that I play in, and but before it was Colony House, it was called Caleb, which is my brother's name. And, you know, so setting the scene, this was that long ago. Sutton was a fan of Caleb, and, you know, we were hanging, we were playing. And I think we were in, gosh, who knows where we were.
All over the globe.
Yeah, really, Sutton traveled all over the globe for us. And which
well,
is...
Well, it wasn't like that. Don't paint me as like a Gurmy fan.
Well, okay.
Sutton wasn't a Gurmy fan. For he had sure.
been some, yeah, he had been to some shows, you know. The Gurm doctor was... had been to some shows, and... We, yeah, so really, but the way that we met is Sutton, we had met at some shows, and it was always like, man, that's good, that's just a good bro, it's a good dude, and he had said, hey, after shows before, it was like probably two or three of them, and, you know, years go by,
right,
we're hanging, you know, Twitter pops out, you know, it becomes a thing,
right,
social media is getting hot at the time, you know, this was, what, 2000, no, 13, this was like 12?
Yeah, 12 probably,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 12 sounds good. And I get a, I feel the spirit, really.
Just, right.
Yeah.
That's just, what I'm saying. This is divine.
Yeah, it hits my heart. And the spirit tells me to reach out via the Twitter.
Right.
To message Sutton. And I don't, you know, at the time, I don't think I'd done this ever. And I was just like, I felt... a calling to reach out to Sut and send him a text, and I still have the text.
Me too.
And I could
still
pull
have
it up at some point. Sut, do you have the text? I don't know.
I actually might.
And,
hold on.
And, yeah.
I'm right here.
And it pretty much said...
Here it is.
Oh, here it is. He's got it pulled up. Wow. And the text read, yo, homie, I feel like we are bros from afar.
This is so funny to read.
Shoot me a text
at...
And... it's only right you have my number and we hang. Hit me up. I don't do this a lot, so don't share my number.
To a bunch of peeps.
Because we're bros.
But we're
Which,
bros.
Which, full circle. Bros talking about stuff.
It's, I mean, it really is the most full circle thing.
So, it is a beautiful thing. And that was the start of this journey. And then...
I'll pick it up from here.
Yeah, you pick it up.
Maybe like a year and a half later, I'm working for a marketing company in Missouri. Living in Missouri.
That's big time.
Yeah. And Will calls me on like a Tuesday and says, hey, dude, what are you doing this weekend? And I said, I'm playing in a wedding, actually. And he said, cool, 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 cool. Yeah. Cool. Hey, we need a guy to come out on the road for this summer in Canada, this big tour we're doing. And you're the guy. So
yeah,
let's go. And I was like, all right, perfect. I work a full-time job. I've got plans this weekend, but you know what? I'm there. So I play in a wedding on like Saturday night, and then I hop on a red eye to Connecticut. Meet you guys in Connecticut, hopped in the van, and the rest is history. Been traveling around this country with these ding-dongs ever since.
Yeah.
And long story, very short, ended up meeting my wife.
Yep.
From you guys, and yep. Best thing that's ever happened to me. And aww. you were a groomsman at my wedding. So aww. Here we are, bros talking about bros talking about stuff, dude.
Yeah.
We've gotten to travel the country together probably 17 times.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a bunch of laps around this country.
Yep.
And here we are.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, wow, it's beautiful.
It really is.
When you take a, you know, step back and listen to it.
Absolutely. And we have our own business together now too.
Yeah. It's
which is part of how this started.
Yeah, totally.
Swag and Wagon USA.
Yep. Check
us out. If you're not familiar, we sell vintage clothing, fresh threads online.
Yep.
That we've kind of accumulated over the years on the road and things like that.
Yep.
And so here we are taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
With the pod.
Totally. And that yeah. There's the backstory, everybody. That is a long, you know, short, long version of me and Sutton's history.
That's right.
And here we are.
Talking about history, yeah. Now talking about the future.
Yeah, better than ever. So that's, you know, there you go. That's the setup. Now, you know, me and Sutton were thinking about this podcast. I kind of was like, well, what's our thing?
Right.
And I really didn't know what our thing was. And I still really don't know what our thing is.
No, we're not really going into this with like a big
plan. But as we go, you go.
Right, exactly. You're on the journey with us.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, the journey. And so we're going to dive into some extremely hot topics.
Right. I figure, you know, there's no better time than right now.
Totally.
To talk about the things that are going on in our world.
Totally.
Like we said, some pop culture, some sports.
Wow. Yeah.
Some music.
Yes.
Now, I will say, this isn't really like a Colony House podcast.
No. But it could, you know.
If you're here from Colony House, we're welcoming you in.
Yeah. Probably a lot of you at the beginning will be Colony House boys and girls.
Right. All genders allowed.
Yeah. Sorry. Girls and boys.
Right. So I'm officially about to start our first segment right here.
Women and males.
What? Right. Right.
Not girls and boys.
Right.
You know.
Males and females.
Yes.
Right.
Or women and males.
Okay. I dig how you used one of each right there.
Totally.
A lot of people go, you know, you keep the, you know, men and women, male and female, but you went women and males. I dig that.
For the love.
Right.
That's a hot topic.
Yeah. Well, you put the women first.
Yeah.
And that's really going to do it.
Yeah. So just straight off the bat, hitting a hard topic.
Right. So our first segment is called Trending Topics.
Trending Topics.
And I know that we didn't create that phrase, but
we're
going to hit five quick topics this week. Today is October 21st, 2019. So if you're hearing this later than this, we're here now in the end of October, and we're hitting some topics that are relevant right now.
Yeah.
So give us the intro track for the segment.
Thanks.
Boom, baby. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, that was hot.
Dig that. All the production you hear is old Funky Franklin himself.
Oh, yeah. Coming in hot.
Anyway. The first thing I want to ask you about, Willie.
Yeah.
Kanye West, hot topic these days because he's been teasing us with this new album for ever.
Yeah, totally.
And I know you're not necessarily a Kanye guy, but I am. I'm a huge Kanye guy.
You are.
You're not a diehard.
I'm not a diehard.
I'm a big Kanye guy, and so I'm always ready for the next thing.
Totally.
And with Kanye lately, I'm not really sure what's been happening, but I do know that he's told us the record's coming like 10 times and it hasn't come yet.
And that is a bummer. There's really no way around that. Kanye West is shock value lord.
Right.
We are pod lords. Kanye West is shock lord.
Right. He only wants to get a reaction.
Yeah, he does. And which I can dig that and respect that. And
there's a strategy to that.
There's a strategy. It's the whole thing with Kim Kardashian, who is his wife.
Right.
You know, most people will probably know that.
Right.
But some won't. Is in a way, this record, she is his publicist.
Totally.
If you will.
Yeah, she pretty much is the one telling us when it's coming out on Twitter, which is like totally unprecedented.
But it's kind of a vibe.
Hey, babe, I'm going to write out my track list on a napkin.
Yeah.
Can you tweet this?
It's all thought out, but you have to respect it kind of.
Totally.
I mean, when you have the power and
that's the thing,
the eyes looking at Kim Kardashian, you know, whatever, she's a, you know, what do they call it?
Influencer.
Influencer. That's, you know, that's one way to do it.
You could either put it on CNN or Kim Kardashian's Twitter. It's and about the same exposure.
Nowadays you're going to get probably more exposure on old Kim's gram.
Which is crazy.
That's insane. But that's, you know, that's one way to do it. So, you know, back to Kanye, I respect what he's doing. Now, one thing I am very intrigued about with this new Kanye
endeavor,
whatever it is, record, is the fact that he has announced that he is also putting out a IMAX movie.
Which, I don't know about you, but that takes me straight back to my childhood. I went to a lot of IMAX movies as a kid, such as Planet Earth and the underwater one where you just see a lot of whales and dolphins and coral reefs. That's what I think of when I think of IMAX.
Totally. I can't tell you what I think of when I think of IMAX at the current moment.
But what does that mean?
I just know an IMAX screen is just a big screen.
A big old screen.
A big screen. And so I've seen some movies in the IMAX. Now, I can't tell you the last one I've seen, but right. I can tell you the next one I will see. Kanye's.
Right.
So I know I might not be a huge Kanye guy, but he's got me.
Yeah, whatever he puts out, you're gonna buy in.
Totally.
And you're gonna have to decide, okay, this is not for me.
Totally. So that's good, you know. I hope we hit some good stuff about Kanye. And you know, now the last thing I will say is
he's doing the gospel vibe now.
It's a gospel vibe, which is popular. Let's talk about this first.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of the things I wanted to talk about.
Me and you
about.
Grew up in the church. Still are in the church. Big time.
Yeah, and we haven't strayed away from the church.
Yeah, we haven't left it. And, you know, this is a hot topic.
Right.
Why now?
Right.
Why now is it popular?
And here's what's popular is for, like, explicit rap artists to make gospel music.
Exactly. So that's one thing that's got me scratching my head is Kanye puts out a record
called Jesus is King.
Well, but 3 or 4 years ago, I don't even know the exact date, he puts out a record called Yeezus.
AKA he is God.
Is he saying that I'm the next best thing to Jesus?
Right.
Which we all know that's trams.
Right. And if you don't know what
listening, trams means dumb.
Right.
Because trams is smart backwards. So I hope you're tracking along now. And you'll probably hear that word thrown out a couple times. If you hear it and you like it, you're welcome to use it. And that's that.
Right.
Now, I will say, that's trams.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and say it again. Because that's one thing that makes me scratch my head. If you got Yeezus, he makes a record. And a lot of lyrics in that record are pretty much him saying,
oh, it's rough.
I'm the next best thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which...
there's a song called I Am a God.
Right. So, you know, we won't dive too far into this, but I'm just intrigued.
Back to what you were saying about
shock value. That's all it is. And so I think that's one thing that I always, you know, struggle with Kanye is I think he is a smart dude. I think he knows what he's doing. Honestly, he's super talented, and I think Kanye is a melodic genius when it comes to
production
and all that stuff. So you
totally.
Know, I'm no hate on Kanye, but he's a little trams.
Also, you do own a pair of fake Yeezys.
I do. That my brother got me in China. Thanks,
which,
Caleb.
I actually gotta respect that. Like, it's this thing of I dig this shoe, but I'm not gonna pay $800 for it. That's like a certain, there's a line of fashion and responsibility, and you're walking it perfectly.
Totally. It's like if I want a good chicken finger.
Right. You're not
I'm not going to go to O'Charlie's.
No, you're going to go to Cane's.
I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, wow.
Even.
This gets
gonna,
into one of our
yeah,
other
I was
going
to say I'd go to Mickey D's.
Wow. That's but then you have to ask, is that a good chicken finger?
Well, it's not.
But when you do tastes, opportunity cost.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So that actually rolls into our next thing
pretty
well.
So anyway, Thank you, Kanye, for the good combo.
Right, right, right.
Next, you know, next subject.
This Friday is when the record's supposed to drop. So we'll come back with a if it does, we'll come back with a quick review of it.
Okay, good, good.
Funny you were talking about McDonald's and such, because one thing that we do a lot together is we eat a lot of fast food together.
That's true.
I know it's tough to admit, but being on the road like we are a lot, it's kind of just the option. And so, like, we're cruising down Interstate
60.
Right.
Eight.
And it's lunchtime. Our choices are always pretty limited. So this brings me to my next question. I just want to know, I want to let the listeners know, almost call them viewers. Maybe one day we'll have a live stream.
Yeah, we will. That'll be down the road.
But the listeners, let's talk about fast food.
Totally.
Because it's one of my passions. I'm going to be honest. Fast food is one of my passions.
Totally. And I don't love to see that because, you know, I want you to stay alive.
Totally. And I do too.
But we'll probably dive into that on this topic.
Oh, absolutely.
Health.
Yeah, yeah. And I need some help with that. I really do. And I've gotten better since I've been married.
Good.
I've been eating way more like home cooked meals.
Yeah. I get a lot of pictures of your meals you're cooking. And I must say, very nice.
Tonight, my wife made homemade chicken and vegetable soup, and I chopped all the veggies. I've never chopped veggies before I got married. So,
you know, no offense to your beautiful wife, Leah.
Right.
But I probably would have skipped out on the veggies.
You're not a veggie guy.
I would have just been chicken and soup, bro.
What about noodles?
Noodles for sure.
Chicken noodle soup.
Now, you know, depending on what veggies are in there.
Let me just give you a quick rundown. Yeah. We had onions. We had celery, carrots.
Ooh, see.
Bell peppers.
Okay, that's big time. Celery is a no-no.
Celery's a no-no.
Unless it's next to a buffalo wing, I can eat.
Okay, so it's like a palate cleanser
for
you.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, we got off subject, right. But I just
That's okay.
Yeah, but let's get back into the fast food.
Right, so what I want to do is I want to throw out, let's just hit these. We're going to each go through one at a time, and we're going to say our top five favorite fast food restaurants and why. Okay?
Okay.
So I know we frequent a lot of the same places, so maybe our lists are similar. Who knows? We haven't talked about this before.
We haven't.
So I'm going to give you my number five. Are you ready?
Yes.
And then you're going to give me your five, and then we'll each do four, three, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So my number five favorite fast food place. Now, I do know that this is not going to be a popular choice, but it's more one of my recent favorites. It hasn't been a lifetime favorite. And I know Jill's going to laugh at me for this.
Totally.
But my number five coming in hot is Panda Express.
Wow. Okay.
I love Panda Express.
Now, Panda Express is it fast food though?
Okay. That's a good question.
That's a,
is it fast casual?
See, when I think fast food, does Panda Express have a drive-thru?
No, it does not.
See, I think we should maybe eliminate Panda.
Okay.
Because to me,
is Chipotle fast food?
No.
What is it?
It's fast.
Okay, but it's not food. it's fast casual.
It's burrito.
Right.
Restaurant.
Right.
Whatever those are called.
It's go through the line vibe.
Yes.
And that's what Panda
Express
is. To
me, fast food needs a drive-through.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and say
I will respect that. So you've thrown me off the rails.
Yeah, but you have to figure it out. There's about 5 million fast food restaurants.
Right.
So we're just picking our top five.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, I wasn't planning on this, but I'm going to substitute Wendy's in there. Because Wendy's, across the board, everything they make is pretty good. A lot of places you go, one of their items are really good and one are not.
Uh-huh.
But Wendy's, if you go burger, chicken.
Yeah.
They even have chili. I'm not really into the chili.
Oh, man. That was
my mother-in-law loves the chili.
That one, yeah. Oh.
But their fries are great. I like Wendy's.
There's a thing for everybody is what you're saying.
Yeah. It's,
which is the Wendy's way.
They have wraps. They have salads.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to die, but slower.
Totally. Yes. Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right. What's your number five?
You know, I was just trying to, like, because we haven't talked about this at all, like, think about some quick ones. And, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and say number five is, for me, I'm going to go ahead and say Zaxby's.
Wow. Zaxby's.
Now, Zaxby's is for those of you, because it's what do you call it? It's only regional in some places.
Right, right. It's not global. Yeah, it's not
so,
everywhere.
So there's some people that might be listening to this. Because
we're in Tennessee.
We have a lot of listeners. So there's going to be people.
We're already worldwide. Episode one.
There's a lot of listeners that are going, what is Zaxby's?
Right.
Now, Zaxby's is just to do a quick synopsis, if you will, of Zaxby's. It's pretty much chicken fingers. And
all variations
of chicken, and they have salads and stuff, but it's all chicken based.
They're actually called salads.
They're called salads, but it's spelled Zaxbys.
Zaxby's.
Zaxby's, not to be confused with Saxby's.
So, if you want to know my thought on Zaxby's, I call it Gagsby's because
okay,
I'm not a big fan. But
okay,
I want to hear
fine.
Your reason.
But my reasoning is that I can find usually something there at any time of the day that I'm like, I could probably do that.
Right. And that's one of the things that's important about fast food. It's not what the food is. It's how you feel eating the food. So
also,
if you're eating a salad or maybe grilled chicken, you're
totally,
going to feel better about yourself
totally.
Than you are eating a quarter pounder.
Yeah, but at Zaxby's, unfortunately, you'll feel better about yourself when you're eating a salad. But then they tempt you with this big old piece of bread. And it's good.
You're right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So it kind of disregards the fact that I'm eating a salad.
which is something in itself.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah. And honestly, probably it's in my top five because it's the closest fast food restaurant to my house.
True that. But I will say the location closest to your house
sucks.
And which is also the location closest to my house
sucks.
It's the worst Zaxby's in the country.
Totally. Which is unfortunate.
It really
is. But I still
go. I'm not kidding. I've never sat in that drive-thru for less than 30 minutes.
I'd have to agree with that. It's unfortunate. So I usually call about 30 minutes ahead.
That's a good call. Get it?
So, okay. Totally. So onward and upward. Zaxby's, Wendy's.
My number four.
Number four.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be tough for a lot of people because this is one of the most beloved franchises in the world. But I think, and you can agree with me on this, I've had it so much in
so
the last
much.
4 years of my life.
I know what you're going to say. My pleasure, sir.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A is my number four. It's easy, and it's a good go-to. And honestly, I've rediscovered a new sauce combo that's really got me.
I think I've dove into that combo with you, which is ranch and barbecue sauce.
If you take a Chick-fil-A chicken tender and go one dip of ranch, one dip of barbecue, it's pretty dang good.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
And
a massive part of chicken anything is the sauce.
I
need to go back real quick to Zaxby's. Zaxby's sauce is a big reason why Zaxby's hits home for me.
It's pretty good, but you'll see in my rankings later, there's a better sauce out there.
Totally. Sauce.
Yeah. Sure. So Chick-fil-A is my number four. Come at me, all of you Baptists out there.
Wow.
But Chick-fil-A, number four, we go there a lot on the road. Don't
Yeah.
Me, I mean, you can attest.
Chick-fil-A is a healthy option, too.
It's one of those that makes you feel pretty good while you eat it.
Totally. No,
we lost you for a second there. But
my mic
back.
Came unplugged.
But
I'm back.
You can go home feeling like, okay, I didn't totally kill myself eating Chick-fil-A.
Totally.
What's your number four?
My number four, I think I'm going to go with.
Totally unrehearsed. This is how you know.
I think I'm going to go McDonald's.
Wow. I'm a little hurt, but.
No, you know what? I'm going to change that. Because okay. I'm trying to think of all of them.
You don't have to change it because of me.
No, I would never. But I'm going to go Sonic at number four.
Oh, I forgot about Sonic, dude.
I'm going to go Sonic number four, probably because it's the second closest thing to my house.
Totally.
And Sonic is good.
Do you go, this is only for our regional listeners, but do you go to Franklin Road Sonic? Or sorry, do you go to Hillsborough Sonic or Grassland Sonic?
Both.
They're both on Hillsborough Road.
Both. I go to both, but probably Grassland.
No doubt. That's the tried and true Sonic.
Yeah. And the people are really nice.
Yep.
They treat me well.
You're right.
But Sonic is just an overall, like, it's got everything. And it's, but it's all good. They got chicken. They got burgers. They got breakfast food. They got shakes.
They got happy hour.
They got cream, ice cream.
Yeah.
They got it all.
They got slushies.
They got slushies. They got kids value menus.
You could ask for a water at Sonic with any flavors you want. You could say, can I get a water with vanilla, peach, strawberry, cherry, and raspberry? And they'd be like, coming right up.
Yeah, totally. I would never do that, but yes, right. They would.
The flavor options there are really what...
They're relentless.
And they roller skate.
Wow. That's something we haven't discussed yet.
That's not just like...
That, honestly...
That takes it up.
That might take it to number one. Just kidding. No.
It is America's drive-in.
It is America's drive-in. I'm an American man.
No doubt.
So
I dig
Sonic
that choice.
Number four.
Good
choice. Let's move on, though.
Okay.
Let's keep this train rolling.
My number three is another place we go a lot together, and it's a place that I only go when it is dark outside.
Totally.
I pretty much exclusively visit this place between the hours of 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., and it is Taco Bell.
Yes.
The options are literally, one time my wife and I tried to get Taco Bell on a road trip during the day, and the people literally would not serve us, and that's how I knew you're only supposed to go at night.
Yeah, that's a good point. Taco Bell service during the day is pretty terrible.
It's pretty good.
It's good.
That's another word.
Yep, another word for you guys. Good means bad.
It's like saying good in a weird way. Which means bad.
Totally.
Good.
Good. So, you know, yeah. Taco Bell. That's a good one for three.
What's your Taco Bell order? I pretty much know it by heart by now, but...
A Taco Bell order...
You change it up some.
Yeah, I change it up. But usually a cheesy gordita crunch.
Oh, I was off. But usually go chicken quesadilla.
Chicken quesadilla. Yeah, everything.
Cheesy gordita crunch.
Totally. I think I did that one time.
That's great.
Anyway, onward and upward. My number three would be McDonald's.
Okay. So there it is.
Yeah, there it is. Which I know is coming for you.
Yeah, it's
coming. And I'm not going to talk a lot about this, but McDonald's is my number three. It's always good.
What's your favorite thing about why does McDonald's have – it's on the podium for you. It's got the bronze medal. There's a reason for that.
It's because – it's McDonald's.
American institution.
Yeah. It's served, what does the sign say, over a billion served?
By now it's probably
99
trillions.
Billion. Yeah, true. So, I don't know. I mean, yes, I don't feel great after I eat it, but that doesn't matter.
No.
It's good.
I don't buy into all that hullabaloo about
now
supersize me and all that.
Well,
I've never dove in that deep.
Yeah, I don't know if you should say that yet. Maybe I feel like if you did what Supersize Lord did, you might be big.
I might not. I might be no longer
fat.
With us.
I don't like that word.
Right. No.
That's a mean word.
Boom.
So you might be boom.
Boom. There's this thing we do on the road. I don't want to expose all of our road secrets, but
If
you're at a restaurant and
it's really a mean thing to do. It's
if you're at a restaurant and you have just really gone for it that night, like you've
ordered the nine.
A lot of times, if you know Troy Bruner, a lot of times we do this to Troy because he can really put some food away.
Yeah, totally.
And so if you eat a bunch at one meal, Will likes to do this thing where when you're walking away, every step you take, he'll just kind of go.
Yeah, it's really mean.
No, it's not. It's
but
for fun.
It's for, you know, it's out of just...
It actually makes me laugh every time.
Stuff. Yeah.
And I'm normally the one you do it to, so...
Totally. So, anyway, let's get this train rolling. We need to move on to the next topic. So, let's go ahead and shut these down.
All right.
Number two, let's do these quick.
My number two is another regional one that I believe is one of the greatest establishments this country has to offer, and that is Cane's.
Cane's. So... This is the thing about Cane's. I'm going to go ahead. This is probably not allowed, but I'm going to switch out because I did not rehearse this,
right.
And I didn't think about this, and I'm really sad, but I'm going to switch Cane's out with Zaxby's. Because
you're really
Cane's,
throwing me off with all your rankings. Right
Cane's
now.
Is better than Zaxby's.
Oh, 100%. That's what I was getting to.
And so for all you out there, I'm not going to say much. Cane's is better than Zaxby's. Case closed. And so, yeah, that Cane's, it's amazing. Go get it. They do one thing and one thing only, and it's chicken fingers and Cane's sauce pool crush. So
you're right. Cane's sauce is amazing.
So we're going to just keep this train rolling. That's two for you.
What's your number two?
Number two for me is Chick-fil-A.
Okay. So you're, yeah, and you're more Chick-fil-A, Christian than me. Okay.
Yeah, good. Of course. Totally. Well, I wasn't going to say that. Number one for Sutton.
Yeah. Right. Number one for me, easy. But the place I go to when I have a hard day.
Boom. Boom.
McDonald's.
Boom.
Mickey D's.
Totally.
It's the greatest fast food there is to offer. Uh-huh. If you were to ask me what's my favorite snack, some people say Goldfish. Some people say M&M's. Some people say veggie straws. Some people say hummus and carrots. My favorite snack in the world is a McDonald's double cheeseburger.
Yes. You heard it right.
And I've always had a pretty high metabolism.
Boom.
But it's really slowing down lately. Boom. And I've really started to kind of...
Yeah, yeah. All right. That's unfortunate.
So I've got to lay off of the McDoubles.
You look great, though.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
What's your number one?
Number one for me is Taco Bell.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. And I know I never feel good after I eat it, but that doesn't matter.
I have one word for you. One phrase. Late night bites.
Late night bites. I can always see myself eating Taco Bell. I know that's not good for me.
Right.
But that's okay. I don't care. I'm hungry.
What's your sauce of choice at Taco Bell? To me, they all taste the same. Hot?
You know, an interesting fact. What? Is right in my fridge right there that we're looking at that none of you can see.
Right.
I have hot sauce from Taco Bell that they sell at Publix. Publix is a grocery store.
Oh, that's iconic.
So I always buy the hot Taco Bell sauce and I keep it and I put it on anything.
I love that you do that, which just affirms that is your number one.
I'm not lying, too. It's in there. I'll show you after this pod.
So I like mild, not because I'm not into spicy stuff, but I just like the flavor. Anyway.
I respect that. Anyway.
That's our top five.
Top five.
My wife just texted me from the other room and said, why didn't Whataburger make the list?
Wow.
We forgot.
Now,
it needs to make the list.
Whataburger, it will make my list.
Me too. I'm switching out Wendy's at number five for Whataburger.
I might. See, this is tough. What did I say number four was for me?
Your number four was, no, it wasn't Zaxby's. It was Sonic.
I might do Cane's, or I might do Whataburger, Cane's, Sonic. No, shoot.
McDonald's,
Chick-fil-A. Talk about
that's a good five.
So let's move on. Whataburger does deserve a spot, mainly because they're chicken hubby bubbies, which that's what I call them.
Honey butter chicken biscuit.
But yes. I call them the hubby bubby chuck and dungies. And
that's perfect.
Yes.
There's our top five.
Their taquitos are good too.
We're gonna do this more often. We're gonna try to rank things that we love, whether it be fast food or
In-N-Out.
Oh gosh.
That
In-N-Out or Whataburger debate. If it's the In-N-Out or Whataburger debate, though, I'm always on the Whataburger side.
Wow. You are truly a big guy.
I'm truly from the South.
I don't know if I agree at all with that.
You're In-N-Out guy.
Whataburger, their burgers are pretty much
massive.
Mustard with meat.
Okay. See, one thing you need to know about me.
Mustard.
One thing you need to know about me.
Mustard with meat.
One thing you need to know about me is that I love mustard.
Ugh. Okay, moving on. That's too much time about fast food. But
no, never enough.
Yeah, you're right. Never enough.
But anyway, that's our ranking segment of the day. Yeah. But I wanted to bring something to your attention that I saw scrolling on the Twitter today.
Okay.
That really disturbed me, but also made me laugh.
Okay.
One, it is that Dennis Quaid. Do you know Dennis Quaid?
Do I know Dennis Quaid? Dennis Quaid is one of the best actors of our generation.
Okay. Dennis Quaid, you may know him from such hits as The Rookie, The Parent Trap.
I'm tearing up thinking about Dennis Quaid, actually.
Give me some more Dennis Quaid films.
The Rookie, Parent Trap.
Those are the best ones. Those are the two best ones. Anyway.
Mighty Joe Young.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a deep cut.
I don't think he's in that.
No, I think he is.
Is he?
Hey, Siri. Is Dennis Quaid in Mighty Joe Young?
Okay, I found this on the web for his dentist.
Oh, he most definitely. I don't know. I'm not.
I don't
sure.
think he is, dude.
Wait.
But for some reason.
Give me some more Dennis Quaid films. You've got IMDb pulled up now.
Yeah. Dennis Quaid is a.
Wait, A Dog's Journey? Is that the movie Jill had a song in? A Dog's Journey.
Yeah. Oh, he was in that.
Wow.
Wow.
Even closer to my heart.
Frequency. That's a great movie.
It really is. He was in a lot of stinkers, I'll say that.
Yeah. Honestly, as I'm looking at his list, I don't like Dennis Quaid.
The Rookie is amazing, and so is The Parent Trap. The Day After Tomorrow, that's a rough film. Vantage Point is pretty good, I'm not going to lie.
No, it's not. G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra. Yeah.
Soul Surfer, Footloose.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. You know what?
Anyway.
I was getting mixed up. I think I was mixing Dennis Quaid up with someone.
No.
Maybe Harrison Ford.
Maybe, but you could never mix that up.
Yeah, you're right. I never would. I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah, but Park, Dennis if you're Quaid, listening, honestly, he didn't mean it.
Honestly, Dennis Quaid, I love you. I'm sure you're a good dude, but you've not been in a lot of good movies.
He goes quantity over quality. He's got a lot.
You're right. All right.
He's been anyway.
Quaid,
Dennis
but
Quaid.
Hey, you're right. Parent Trap makes up for all of them.
Totally. That's what I wanted to get to.
Okay, sorry.
So, if you had to guess, it's 2019. Years have passed. How old do you think Dennis Quaid is now?
I would say that he's 53.
53? Okay. He looks about 43. He's still got some young looks to him.
Really?
Dennis Quaid is 65.
Wow. You truly, truly do not love to see that.
He's 65, and that's what makes this so great.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, Dennis Quaid got engaged to a 26-year-old woman, a PhD student. I don't remember her name, but 26. Now, let me just put this in perspective for you. Lindsay Lohan.
Yes. Who was in The Parent Trap.
Who was his child daughter in The Parent Trap.
Yes.
Is older than 26 by a while. She's like 30.
Okay.
And so
now
Dennis Quaid is now engaged to a woman younger than Lindsay Lohan, who was his 9-year-old daughter in The Parent Trap.
Okay. Now,
thoughts?
Thoughts. My first initial thought, if you want my honest initial thought,
I do.
Is wow. But
he looks pretty good for his age.
But love is in the air. You know what I'm saying? And so
got me choked
up. You know,
up.
Yeah, totally. And I have to be honest.
Good for him.
Good for him. And I don't know much about the chick.
She's 26.
I do know that she's 26, and you know, good for him. And so
not good for her.
Not, but see, that's where I was getting to.
Right.
I'm a little taken back for sure, but I think I was getting to, she might be.
Say it with me. She is.
She's trans. Yeah, she's trans. And, but.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Yeah, true. Kanye, we're really bringing them all around.
That's right.
But there's maybe, you know, I don't see this one lasting very long. That's maybe what I'll say.
Is that because Dennis is old?
Well, Dennis, maybe he only has a few days left, potentially.
the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, when you're 65, like, although Dennis Quaid looks, he looks good. And maybe he'll live to 105, and then she'll be
like 40.
40. So she'll have a good run at it with him.
So let's just pretend they have kids. Okay?
Yeah.
Because she could easily have a child.
Totally.
Dennis being 65, her 26.
For sure.
Dennis at 65, if they had a kid today, when that kid graduates high school, Dennis is, let me see if my math is right, about 83.
Yeah, he might not be alive.
83, bro? 83.
But
your dad comes to your graduation. Picture this. Your dad comes to your high school graduation.
Yeah.
He's 83.
Yeah, you're right. You're really putting it into perspective for me.
But that's also another thing I wanted to touch on. Give me your favorite Dennis Quaid moment.
Well, I just looked at his list of movies.
Not movie, moment.
Moment?
His favorite, your favorite moment.
A Dennis Quaid moment.
Yeah. I know mine. Man, something gives me the heebie-jeebies in a good way about in The Rookie.
I don't think heebie-jeebies are ever a good thing.
You're right. In the movie, there's two moments in that movie, in The Rookie. If you haven't seen The Rookie, Dennis Quaid plays an old man. This is probably 20 years ago. He was old then.
Yeah.
Who's
still 65.
Yeah. He's old. He's a high school science teacher, and he was a former like pitcher, but he never made it to the big leagues.
Totally.
But he could still throw gas, absolute gas.
Yeah, for sure.
And his students are like, oh, bro, you should try out for the bigs. And he's like, I'm 50. I can't.
Right.
But the guy has a cannon. And there's a scene in the movie where he pulls over on the side of the road next to a, you know, one of those things that tracks your speed when you're going and it tells you to slow down. Yeah.
I remember this. He throws the heat.
And,
but it's broken at first.
Right. He throws it and it says 67 miles an hour. And he's like, oh, I don't have it anymore.
He doesn't have it.
He walks to go get the ball. And as soon as he passes the sign, it flickers and it says 97. He threw 97 as like a 50-year-old.
Is this based on a true story?
Oh, absolutely. And then long story short,
it.
I hate to spoil it for you, but he ends up making it to the big leagues. And there's a moment where he's in the bullpen for the Texas. Oh, no, he plays for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays at the time in the Texas Rangers Stadium. And they call him at the bullpen and they're like, you're in. And he looks, he like gets teary and it's just a moment. And then the music comes up and you just see the outfield, which I'm a baseball guy, so gets me. But the door opens and he runs out of the bullpen and he pitches in the big leagues as like a 50-year-old.
Right.
And it's amazing.
That's good. Thanks for setting that. That's a great moment for Dennis Quaid. I have to be honest with you. I can't think of one Dennis Quaid moment at the time.
What about The Parent Trap?
I mean,
I
the
set
parent
you up
trap,
for The Parent Trap.
Yeah, you set me up. But, I mean, my moment of The Parent Trap is maybe when he I don't know. He works at a vineyard.
He does. He owns a vineyard.
And he...
I love The Parent Trap.
And he sees his daughter.
Yeah.
And hugs her.
That's a good moment.
So, I'm going to go with that. Dennis Quaid is a hot topic right now, I guess.
Which is good for him. He's getting back in the...
Yeah, he's back in it. But, you know, Dennis, if you ever listen to this, I do honestly think you've put some good stuff out.
Oh, for sure.
I was bashing you a few seconds ago, but I take it back.
He's done enough.
Parent Trap, you do the handshake. Does he ever do the handshake? Does he do the handshake?
No, Martin does the handshake. Thank you, Martin.
Oh my gosh, the butler.
Martin.
Oh man, you love to see it. Well, hey, good for you, Dennis. I'm looking you up on Google right now.
My favorite thing about
you are engaged to Laura Sevilla, and she's 26. So good for you. I
wish you a decade of happiness.
Yep, and you keep doing your thing, Dennis.
Right.
And onward. Let's move on.
For the time you have left.
Yeah, for the time you have left. Let's move on to what we have next.
Right. Okay, here's my next thing I got to share with you.
Okay.
This is close to our hearts. So we've spent a lot of time in a van.
Yeah.
Traveling this country. And I want just take a quick second to tell the listeners about your book idea for your personal memoir that you're going to write.
Well, I'm probably, you know, probably will never write it, but because I don't want to think about it.
Right.
I just had the idea of writing a book about my 20s.
It's called My 20s.
My 20s, and the cover would be a picture of me in my van because I've spent 98% of my life of
your
my 20s sorry, 98% of my 20s in my stupid van.
Right.
It's not stupid.
It's not stupid. Personal.
We've had four vans, so.
Totally. The Black Mystery.
Yeah, but right now, currently, it's the Black Mystery. But that's just a little side note. It might come out, it might not. And
you're working on pub deals.
Yeah, yeah, I'm working on a few. If you hear this and listen, if you want to send an offer,
I'm
open to listening.
Totally. But anyway, the reason I brought that up is because we spent a lot of time driving across this country.
Totally.
And the reason that's relevant is because there is now an airline called Qantas Airways that offers a direct flight from Sydney, Australia to New York City.
Okay.
So picture this. You look at a world map.
Yeah.
You've got, you normally look at it from left to right. You've got America, South America.
Yeah.
You know, Europe, Africa.
Yeah.
And then Russia.
Yeah.
Australia's kind of down here.
Totally.
You don't realize how far you are away from Australia when you're in New York City. You got to go around the backside of the world to get to New York.
Mm.
So it's a 20-hour flight.
I don't like that.
It's now been named the longest flight in the world. The longest direct flight in the world. 20 hours from Sydney to New York City. So here's my question for you. We've done a lot of long drives. Mm-hmm. Could you make it in the 20-hour flight? And if so, what would you do to keep yourself from dying up there?
You know, I've been fortunate enough to do a lot of long flying.
Right.
And it's
brutal.
It's brutal, but I can make it for sure. I don't love flying because you're in a metal tube.
30,000
feet.
Very
high.
Up. Yeah.
And for 20 hours, that's a lot.
Oh,
when
totally.
You really think about it, that's a lot. So, yes, could I make it? Yes, I could make it. What would I do?
It just depends on the plane you have.
Yeah, it totally does. But I'd be watching movies. I'd be, you know, making music. I'd be, you know, whatever. I'd figure it out. But that is a long fight. And so kudos to Qantas for freaking throwing down a 20-hour.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, so I'm going to put two scenarios out. The van, Black Mystery, for, let's say, 27 hours. Because I do remember last year we were on tour and we did a van drive from... We did it from Salt Lake City to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah.
And it was 27 hours and it was straight through snow.
Uh-huh.
And we almost ran off the road about 10 times. Would you rather do that drive or would you rather do the Qantas flight for 20 hours in a middle seat?
Van.
Middle seats are brutal.
Brutal. And, wow, okay. If it was a middle seat and I knew the people on both sides of me,
at that point you can kind of loosen up a little.
Yeah, you know, you don't feel bad about asking to get out and pee, and,
right?
You know, and all the things that you would need to do and blah blah blah. So
I never know which armrest is mine in the middle
seat. But I'd go for sure. I'd probably still go van though.
Yeah, for sure.
You said 27 hours in the
27
van,
in the
or
van.
20 in the. Yeah. 27 in the van for sure.
What about if we had a row out where you couldn't lay down?
I'd still probably go van.
No doubt. We've made some of our better tracks
because you can
in the van.
You can just stop in the van too whenever you need to.
Right.
So yeah, but good question.
I agree with you. I'm not into confined leg space for long periods of time.
Totally.
I need to be able to kind of stretch them out
for sure.
And a middle seat for 20 hours is just about my worst nightmare.
It's rough.
Cool. Okay. Last thing. Before we wrap this up.
Yeah.
This is a big one, though, I will say.
Uh-huh.
So I saw today that Rolling Stone came out with a list.
Okay.
Rolling Stone, a pretty respected magazine.
Yeah, The Stone.
The Stone.
Rolling Stone.
The Sword and the Stone.
Yeah, 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 totally.
It came out with its list today of the top 100 singers of all time.
Okay.
So the way I interpret that is not artists, not performers, but singers, vocalists. It's important that we talk about
banger singers.
Right. It's important that we talk about music at some point.
Golden pipes.
Golden pipes singers. Top 100. We're not going to be able to hit them all, but there are some alarming rankings.
Okay.
So, we're going to go through them just real quick, and I want you to tell me the ones that do you agree or disagree? So, coming in at number 100 is Mary J. Blige.
Now, this is hard because there's 100.
100.
That's a lot.
Well, think about how long music's been around. It's not that much.
And also, Rolling Stone is Rolling Stone.
Right. They're a rock-leaning magazine.
Yeah, and sometimes they're just trams.
True that.
So, you got to take all of it into consideration. But
they're critically acclaimed.
Yeah, they're critically acclaimed. So, yes, let's go.
I'm just going to read off like the bottom 10 here. So 100 to 90.
Yeah.
We've got Mary J. Blige. We've got Steven Tyler. Stevie Nicks is surprising for me at 98.
Yeah, but I'd agree with all three of those being in the 100.
She's right, 100%. But Stevie Nicks, she can let it rip.
Yeah, totally. But
at 98?
Yeah, but not really.
Yeah,
she's
it's
not
her
a
own thing for
it's,
sure.
It's her own thing. She's more just like, right. She's more what's the word? Signature.
Yeah, totally.
It's not pipeline.
You're right.
It's like, it's it's signature.
Right. BB King's in there at 96.
Yeah.
Levin Helm, the Everly Brothers.
Yeah. More.
On to the 80s. Okay. Willie Nelson's at number 88.
Well, okay. So see herein lies a head turner. Willie Nelson can't sing.
No.
And maybe back in the day he was a little better, but I just know I haven't seen him recently, but I've seen videos and I've seen some stuff recently. And now, granted, the dude is a walking
legend.
He's a walking legend. There's no arguing Willie Nelson as an artist, as a songwriter. Right. Like, you know, I'm not.
And that's why he made the list.
And that's why he made the list. But
this is singers.
This is singers. And Willie Nelson, that's tough. I think I could find 100 better singers than Willie Nelson.
Yeah, and two of them are on this podcast.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, but maybe not. So, yeah, totally. But, yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one for me, for sure, Sutton.
On the road again.
Yeah, exactly. But, again, more signature than it is good.
Right.
So...
okay.
Don Henley for sure.
Yeah, Don Henley
Art
can rip.
Garfunkel, yes. Sam Moore, yes.
Tom Waits.
Yeah. Again, I think he's got a signature, but he can sing. He's got a signature singing.
Totally.
Thing.
Steve Perry from Journey.
Yeah.
How is he that low? Steve Perry.
Is what number?
76, yeah. Now, I mean, we're talking about Don't Stop Believing. We're talking about Journey.
But he's in there. I can't see. This is tough for me to like actually rank because I don't really know.
You've got James Taylor, who's not like necessarily a great vocalist.
He's got a vibe.
Yeah, we're in about the 70s now.
From a singing standpoint, James Taylor ahead of Steve Perry.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's tough for me too.
But I would rather listen to James Taylor.
Totally, you're right.
Song wise,
but
vocals.
Okay. All right.
Dolly Parton right ahead of James Taylor, too.
Now, Dolly Parton, for me, could be up there at the top.
She can... yeah, she's got it.
She can flat out sing.
Yeah.
And she's written some of the best songs of all time.
You're right. And she's just a straight up... she's got that legend quality.
Do you know... this is a little trivia for you, Seth. Do you know one of Dolly Parton's most famous songs she's written? It's not...
well, I was going to say, she didn't cut it.
Well, right? She did cut it.
Okay.
But it's not made famous by her. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, it's made famous by another artist.
You know, I'm not going to be able to pull it out of the top of my head.
That's okay.
Thank you.
It's unfortunate, but that's okay.
I do pride myself on trivia.
Now,
so that's
I'll give you a hint. Whitney Houston made it famous.
Perfect. I Will Always Love You.
Bam. That is the old DP.
She wrote that.
100%.
I do remember her version of that now that you say that.
And so you have to give some Dolly Parton some credit. Because
totally.
That song, and I will always love you.
That dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Both of us are better than
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
So Anyway, that...
You're right.
Yeah.
That's a good
one. That's a beautiful song.
Okay, so I'm not seeing any names that really stick out to me over the next few. Jerry Lee Lewis is a legend just like in the early kind of rock and roll vibe.
Yeah. I love that we're going through this and people probably spent 5 years on this.
That's all right. We're going through it in five minutes.
Totally.
We're down to number, you know, in the 50s. Wow, one of the more modern ones I just saw pop up, Christina Aguilera.
She can sing.
She can sing.
She can sing.
She's coming in at number 58, Christina
Aguilera. So good for her. She's a more modern vibe in that list.
For sure.
So respect.
Yeah. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys at number 52.
Totally.
Guy can
sing.
Not
wrong with that.
Gladys Knight at 51.
Yeah.
And Bonnie Raitt at 50.
Yeah.
Bonnie can sing.
She can. Buddy Holly, 48.
Kurt Cobain,
legend. But can't, I mean,
right.
It's its own thing.
It's its own thing. You're right.
Buckley, you know, Bruce Springsteen.
Wow, here's one I struggle with. 38, Elton John.
He can sing.
37, Neil Young. Neil Young can't sing.
He can, though.
He can, but he can't.
Yeah.
Have you listened to many Neil Young songs lately?
Not a ton.
It sounds like this.
Totally.
I love Neil Young, and it's not meant in disrespect.
Yeah.
It's more of his songs that are amazing.
Totally. Well, and Neil, if you're listening, Neil, don't let it hit you.
Don't let it get you down, Neil. Yeah.
So 36, Bruce.
Right.
Dusty Springfield, 35. Whitney Houston, 34.
That's tough.
That is tough because she could be up top.
34 for Whitney Houston?
Yeah, that's true. Bono, 32.
Again, I'm one of the bigger U2 fans in the world. I don't think of Bono as like a knockout vocalist.
A pipe player, for sure.
Right.
But he's up there. He deserves it.
For sure.
Prince, 30. Wow. Janis Joplin, 28. 27, Hank Williams.
Michael Jackson at 25.
Michael Jackson at 25.
That one stings for me.
That one stings for Sutton. I get it, though.
I mean, a big Michael guy.
It sits okay for me. But again, as we keep going down this list, like... Singing wise, Bowie,
but
Johnny
what about
Cash, Freddie Mercury's at 18?
That's
like he could
low.
That is
Freddie Mercury at 18 is low.
Yeah,
that guy could potentially be the best.
Yeah.
Rock vocalist of all time.
Let's just keep moving. Okay. 16, Mick Jagger, Robert Plant, 15, Roy Orbison, 13. That's a big one. That's a good one. He deserves it. Paul McCartney, 11. Now we're in our top 10.
Top 10. Let's do each of the top 10.
Each top 10. James Brown at number 10. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, he's a legend.
I have no problem with Stevie Wonder at 8.
No, 9. Stevie Wonder's 9.
Sorry.
Otis Redding, 8.
8, no problem with that. Bob Dylan at 7. Now, from a singing standpoint, Bob Dylan, again, it's a trademark thing. It's a signature thing.
Totally.
Now, but you're not really getting singing vibes from Bob.
No.
You're not. When you hear Bob Dylan, you don't go, wow, that voice is just crushing my thing. You know? Like,
right.
So, yeah. Bob, maybe not. He's
in there. Number 6, Marvin Gaye.
Can't complain.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, totally.
Number 5, John Lennon.
John Lennon.
From the Beatles.
Yeah. But again, Michael Jackson, you could argue, is a better singer than John Lennon.
100%.
But John Lennon, you know, whatever. Beatles, tight.
Number 4, Sam Cooke.
Can't complain.
Number 3, Elvis Presley.
Can't complain.
But again.
It's a thing.
Number 2, Ray Charles.
Definitely can't complain.
No. Have you heard his national anthem?
Yeah, or God Bless America.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes,
what you're talking about. But it's spot on.
Okay, you go ahead and tell us number 1.
Number 1 coming in hot. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Aretha Franklin.
Which she shares your name a little bit there.
Yeah.
Can't be
she
mad
took
at that.
It from me, but that's okay. Aretha, you know what? Can't complain.
It's kind of, once you get in the top 100 vocalist, it's like, it's tough to distinguish from that point.
Yeah, you're right.
But the ones that stick out to me is I think Whitney Houston at 34 is some highway robbery.
Uh-huh.
I think Michael at 25 deserves to be higher. I get his voice is not for everyone.
Totally.
But
he can sing.
And then Bob Marley at 19, what is that?
Yeah. Hey, man. You got to keep it diverse.
And then Freddie Mercury, one spot above Bob Marley.
That's tough,
sure. That's tough.
Anyway.
100 top singers.
I like that, though. That's good.
This is a tough topic for me, but because he's not in a great spot right now.
For sure.
But one dude that I think has a voice of gold is R. Kelly.
Yeah, tough one though.
It's tough.
Because he's a little sketchy.
Yeah, he's very sketchy.
Yeah, I mean, he's in prison, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a reason why he's probably not in the top 100 then.
Yeah, that one was a little bit of a, you know, social thing.
But.
Guy can sing.
He can sing.
We've hit it all. The pilot episode. I'll leave with this. NBA season starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
LeBron James is your guy.
That's my boy.
That's your guy. Unashamed, that's your guy.
Yep.
Give me your, like, 1 minute or less prediction for LeBron and the Lakers this
year. I think, based on the preseason, I think...
Because he's had some controversy around him.
Yeah. I don't care about that. Okay. All I think about when I think about LeBron is basketball.
Perfect.
And
Taco Tuesday.
And his family. He's good. He's a family guy. I think LeBron and the Lakers are going to ball out this season. I do. I'm not just saying that. I think he finally has a big man to play with him, and it'll be interesting to see. A big man that can do more than just
Anthony Davis can fill
ball.
It up.
He can flat ball. So he's got a good team around him. It's the best team I think he's ever had around him.
Oh,
just straight up, 100%. And so it'll be interesting. Now, it's unfortunate that it's a little later in his career, but I think LeBron's probably – he's in better shape and better. He's better prepared this season than he was last.
I would agree with that.
He had the time off for
last
playoffs.
Season was kind of
time off. He had time.
Tough.
All last season was just it was all mental, and he got hurt. So I think he's had time off to like get back into ready to go shape. And
yeah,
it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun to see.
No, I agree. I like LeBron.
I also like the Pelicans
fan.
A lot.
My home state.
Yeah, I like the Pelicans. That would probably be my second team right now, but I'm
a big JJ Redick guy.
Big JJ.
If
but
you listen
pretty
to this,
much
JJ,
Pelicans,
I love your podcast.
Yeah, Pelicans are pretty much a Duke roster, which Duke
totally.
Is my team. So it'll be fun to watch them.
Zion's not starting the year. He's out
6 to 8 weeks.
That's okay.
That's all right.
He's going to be special.
Yeah, special.
We did it. This is the first episode.
Wow. I mean,
many to come.
Yeah, many more to come. I couldn't be prouder of you. This is a really good first episode,
100%.
And I hope you guys enjoyed. I had fun.
If you love this episode,
please
subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
Totally.
Subscribe, and we'll be back with more.
We'll be back.
We're going to try to do this once a week with, you know, 2020 is a big year for Colony House.
Yeah, for sure.
And so
we'll figure
when
it out.
The schedule permits, we will be releasing these as often as we can. But
yeah, totally.
This is episode one in the books. By the time this comes out, it'll have a name.
Yep.
And we'll be back. So pilot episode done.
Here we go.
Willie Frank.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been real. Thanks to all you guys out there. And
thanks to our sponsors too.
Yeah. Sponsors. And still working on them, but they're
right
out there.
They're out
and,
there. I just said thanks to them. I didn't name
totally.
Them.
Totally. But we love you all. You know, we need like a saying that's like we say it at the end of every episode. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
let's think of it like right now.
Like,
well,
be strong. No.
And carry on.
Nah, that's dumb.
Bros.
No. Enjoy it.
How about you love to see it?
You love to see it, but what about you love to see? No. What about just enjoy life and love to see it?
I love it. Enjoy life and love to see it.
Okay, on the count of three, let's do it together. And that'll all right. be all right. One, two, three.
Enjoy life and
you
love
to
see
it.
Absolutely. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
This has been episode one with Bros Talking About Stuff. We really do hope you enjoyed it. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll be back shortly with episode two. And always remember, God bless.